Celebrating the Ascension of the Lord is stating that the mission or the time for Jesus to be in the world as a person, as a man who was born in Bethlehem, that time was coming to a conclusion. The Gospel of Matthew, we saw that's the conclusion of the Gospel. They leave at the very end, talking about the Ascension, and Jesus gathering the risen Lord, the 11, on a mountain. It's interesting, every time most of the times we could say that in the Scriptures, either in the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, or the New Testament, when he talks about mounting, it refers especially not so much as the elevation, how high it is, but it reflects more, meaning it's a situation that they are near to God. Not because God is just the higher you go, closer you get to Him, but the idea of saying that, the nearness to the Lord. Was on the mountain that Moses went up and received the commandments. And specifically in the Gospel of Matthew, the center or one of the most central teachings of Jesus, the moral teachings of Jesus come in what is known as the Sermon on the Mountain. When Jesus go up, and of course it was not a high mountain, but he goes up and, he mentions that, and the disciples and the crowd, they were listening to him. Then Jesus goes up again with two of his disciples to the so-called Mount Tabor, where he transfigured himself, showing the glory of, his glory. He was going, to Jerusalem for the last time. And here, the Ascension, we also see that he asked his disciples to meet him on a mountain in Galilee. And there he met the 11. It's interesting that mentions the 11, because from the beginning, Jesus chose 12. Out of his many disciples, he chose 12 apostles. As remembering in the Old Testament, the 12 tribes of Israel that formed the people of Israel. There were 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, or Israel. And Jesus, begins a new people with his teachings of the kingdom of God. So he has the 12. But here we have the 11. And it says too that they doubted, Time and again, we find of the risen Lord in the Scriptures, the teachings that every time that Jesus showed himself, they were amazed, happy to see the Lord. But at the same time, it says that some of them still doubted. That was a time, it was a process. It was not something that happened. We take for granted because we are taught of Jesus' death and resurrection basically at the same time. We cannot separate both of them. But for them who lived the moments of Jesus' passion, Jesus' suffering, and how they saw, they witnessed that, was not so, at the beginning, easy to connect and to understand. But again, they were there. They were there listening to the Lord. And the Lord says, that all authority has been given to me. That's what Jesus says. He is the one full of authority. But he doesn't want that authority only for himself. He says, here I will grant them to you. I will share with you. So you will go to all nations. It is more than a moment that Jesus called them to say, well, come and we're going to have a farewell party. And then I will go up to heaven. more than that, of course, there's nothing of that. It was not a farewell party. It was a sending, you know, a commissioning. Jesus giving to his disciples, the 11, giving them the power, the authority to go into the world, to go to all nations, and to create, he said, make them also my disciples. Teach others what I have taught you. And then he says, and baptize them in a great family. It's perhaps the most clear saying of Jesus, or it is the most clear saying of Jesus, that we can understand the Trinity, when he asked that the baptism be done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we continue. This is actually the reading that I choose whenever I have a baptism. That is, there is a reading, calls for a reading from the Scriptures. That's the reading from Matthew that I choose, because it's the clearest one, that when we baptize, we continue to fulfill Jesus' commandment, Jesus' commissioning of his disciples, and gathering and bringing others to be part of the same family. And here Jesus says, and I'll be with you always. We have to go back to the beginning of the gospel. In a text that we usually meditate the time of Advent, when we prepare for Christmas, when in a dream the angel said to Joseph that the child that was to be born from Mary, because he discovered that Mary was with child, he was to be the Prince of Peace, and he was the Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel means God is with us. Before Jesus was born, that was the promise. He will be, God is with us. And when Jesus, before ascending to heaven, he mentions just that, I will be with you always, until the end of time, until the end of the ages. When is that gonna be? We heard in the first reading of the Acts of the Apostles, when is the kingdom to be fulfilled? When is it finally coming? And Jesus says, well, it's not up to you to know that. It will happen when it will. What is it for us then? Well, it is for us to be faithful, to believe, to go and go up that mountain, the mountain where we also can find the Lord, the mountain where we can have that experience. The mountain, I think the Lord is calling us to go and understand that we are part of this family. That it is our turn to go to proclaim the good things that we know about the Lord. The same commissioning that he gave his apostles, the 11, the risen Lord gave them, he's given us to go and proclaim, to tell the people that he is a God that is not away from us. So we do not celebrate his absence, we celebrate his eternal presence in our midst. We can then be the 12th disciple. You know, Judas Iscariot, he was the one who went away. He betrayed. He was not with the group. He didn't follow the Lord to the end. He was, you know, lured by so many things and the richness of this world, that he did not follow Jesus any longer. We are called to be that one. So the church will continue proclaiming the goodness of the Lord. And we'll not, even though sometimes we might say we doubt, we have fear, well, the disciples had that. And still, they were brave, because when they were fulfilled with the Holy Spirit, they went out and they preached, and they showed the world with their words and with their lives how to love, how to know the commandments and the teachings of the Lord. That is asking from us to live and to pass on. So the church will always gather new people, will always, our family and faith will always grow, and we'll praise the Lord with the happiness and the assurance that He is the Emmanuel, the God who is always with us until the end of time.